What about a person who was born way back in the woods, never came out, never saw anybody? This is, you know, this is the type guy I was referring to.
Oh, he's a hick.
Hick.
A white hick, a country hick. Born in the States, you know.
Yeah. Got any other names? Shoot them off.
We'd say born so far back in the woods they used to have to fight daylight time. Such as that.
You ever call it maybe a hillbilly or?
Well, yeah, I've heard that term used, but
of course, you know, hillbilly.
That's right. It was, in other words, a hillbilly was somebody from up around Kentucky, you know what I mean, with the hills. Okay. See.
Now, say swamps here. Do they ever have any? Some of the swamps right here. Do they ever have any names? Maybe refer to those guys that live out in the swamps. They call them moss swamp angels or mossbacks or anything like that.
Well, they used to talk, in other words, around here, if anybody lived on the bayou or back up on the rivers, you know.
Yeah.
If he was French, of French ancestry, you know, they'd use the word coonass, you know.
Coonass?
Yeah, in other words, but basically coonass applied to the French people, you know.
That, how you spell that?
See the blow in the ASS.
Huh?
See the blow in the ASS.
Okay.
All
I've ever. Oh, Kunas.
Yeah, Kunas. Oh. See. And that was a.
That was a guy who was just back in the woods.
Yeah, in other words, he's a Frenchman, you know. A French ancestry, the Acadian French, you know.
Okay. Did you ever hear the word Hoosier used? Hoosier?
Hoosier, I've heard it. Heard it used. In other words, that was somebody that. Well, I know the Indiana Hoosiers. You know, from the Hoosiers from Indiana. But Hoosier was. That was an expression you'd hear it used something like this. You know, that Hoosier come to town. You know.
Yeah.
And in other words, he didn't have anything. You know, he was kind of a derelict, and so on and so forth. You know.
Yeah.
And now he thinks he's Jesus Christ Almighty or something like that, you know.
Okay. Well, this could be then for a man who made it good or...
Yeah,
good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And in other words, he was just a Hoosier when he come to town, so to speak, or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
And,
okay. Well, now, somebody who lived back in the backwoods, you know, never got a good chance at education or something like that, did you have a name for them or... Like just a poor farmer or a poor man who had to just scrape for his living out of his boat or something like that.
Yeah, about the only thing they had an expression, you know, he was real poor. They used to say he's poor as Job's turkey, you know.
Poor as Job's turkey.
I don't know where that come from.
Got me there. Okay, now, what about a child born of a racially mixed marriage?
Mulatto.
Mulatto? Okay.
A half breed, you know. Of course, now they'd usually call him a Creole, too, you know.
Yeah.
That was a light skinned nigger.
Yeah, I was talking to a man about that. He was using the word Creole.
Yeah.
And he said a Creole is just a mix between any two nationalities of people.
They were usually of lighter skin. You know, we had several of them here in town. And they were called Creoles. In fact, there's a group of them up in Bankley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know about that, yeah.